Okay, welcome and thank you for joining us for another episode of the Rivulus Irrigation Training Series. I'm your host, Richard Restuccia, and today we are going to be talking about saving people time. And in these days where time seems to be such a premium, you can't make any more of it. You've got a fixed amount. Anytime somebody can help me save time, I am listening. And how we specifically mean this time savings today is in the way that you can receive your daily irrigation reports. Now, this is really specific to our Jane Unity software and how we alert water managers to potential issues on their property. Now, why I'm so excited about this is, as you can imagine, I do manage, you know, multiple properties, water on multiple properties. So anytime that I can put this information about those properties into a more manageable format, easier for me to see, easier for me to manage, easier for me to reference back to, I'm excited. And I think a lot of you are going to be excited once you see this as well. We actually started the Daily Irrigation Digest reports officially yesterday. So if you're a Jane Unity user, you've already got these. But today, what we're going to really focus on is not just what they are, but how you can use them. And helping us learn this is one of our favorite guests, DJ Caldwell. He's regional sales manager in the Rockies territory, lives in Colorado. DJ is really unique in his experience. He's been a contractor. He understands what contractors go through managing water for properties on a day-to-day basis. He's worked with a distributor, and he's worked for ET Water now, 7 or 8 years now, I think, DJ. So he's a wealth of knowledge. He really is able to catch on to the technology, understand the technology, and then give us ways to apply it as contractors that you just don't find from many people. So DJ, welcome. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Richard.
So DJ, the first thing I have to check in with, right? Summer is starting in unofficially in a few days with Memorial Day. Are you getting any kind of weather in summer weather yet in Colorado?
We're getting a few glimpses of it. We're having some 70 degree days, but we've been getting a lot of rain the last week and a half. We're getting a little bit of a reprieve this week, but looks like we might be getting some more over the weekend.
So, well, listen, we need that rain. So I'm never going to say that's a bad thing. So DJ, help me out, or help our viewers out too. For those who haven't really received reports or alerts or haven't been using our alerts or the software the way they should be, what's the value of these? What's this noise about?
So it's very critical to receive all these alerts, because we are telling you things that are going on in your irrigation system that you're not there, or that you would have to, you know, really dig in deep to do some troubleshooting. You know, we can alert you if the controller misses a communication, you know, if there's a short circuit or open circuit out in the field. Where that's critical, because before you'd have to wait and see if, you know, your grass started browning out because we had a bad solenoid out there. Well, now you can catch it day one and really, you know, get that repaired before you start seeing turf flash or plants start to suffer from lack of water.
So, all right. So this is one thing I really like about what you're saying already is, number one, I don't have to go find information. It finds me. It gets emailed or texted to me, right?
Correct.
And that tends to be such a time saver, because many of the contractors out there, they spend their days fighting fires, right? This problem here, that problem there, and they don't necessarily have the time to be checking applications or dashboards regularly. So this is alerting you, and this is the reason why this is so important.
Correct. Yeah. I mean, it's basically just trying to help contractors, you know, kind of stay ahead of the ball game, if you will, on certain items, you know. So, you know, if you can stop one fire, you're winning for the day.
Yeah. So when I was working in water management for a contractor, the account managers, they might manage, 30 properties, maybe even more if they were managing smaller properties. How were they getting this information before?
So before, we were sending out, each alert was its own individual email. So if you had, let's take one site, you had a miscommunication, a short circuit, an open circuit, and let's say a rain sensor trip, that's four separate emails that you're getting just for that one site. Some guys, I actually was in a meeting this morning and I was showing them this feature, and one of the guys jumps up and goes, "Man, I'm glad I won't have to see 100 emails from you guys anymore a day."
And yeah, that makes me a little sad because at least they were getting alerted, but you're right. They were right. They are right. Maybe it could be done in a better fashion. Do you have an example of what one of those old alerts looks like?
Yeah, I do. So on to the next slide. So this would be one of the old alerts. This is a miscommunication. On this specific one, we're just letting you know that the controller missed a call. A good example of this was, I know back when I was a contractor, we'd have, widespread rain events. And, before we had Do Not Disturb on our phones, I could sit there and listen to my phone ding all night long while I was getting 250 rain alert emails. Like you said, it's good that we're sending out all the information, but if we can consolidate it into a better area for the contractors to really, go to one spot to look at, I think it's really going to be beneficial.
Yeah. And so just help remind us, and I think we're going to go through this specifically, but in the old days and in the new days now too, but differently, you're going to get alert on a misconnection, a short circuit, high flow, low flow, a lot of different things, right? A lot of things can happen to your irrigation system. And since they mainly run at night when nobody's around, this is valuable information.
Correct. Yeah. I mean, especially if you start looking at your short circuits, open circuits, if you have flow sensors, any of your flow alerts, those are really critical because as you said, the techs are not out on site when the system's actually running. They turn it on and check to make sure nothing's broken, but we can't keep things from breaking when we're not there.
Yeah. Yeah, I learned this many years ago. Had an HOA board member say, "Your system will actually turn water off if there's vandalism and there's a high flow." And I said, "Of course." And they were just sold on that, right? Because they said, "We have vandalism, a couple times a week, and so how much water we're going to save as a result of being this being shut down and us being alerted was everything they needed."
Yep. No, and it's huge. If you have, a couple broken heads or, a broken lateral line, that could be, depending on the size, hundreds of gallons a minute, potentially.
Yeah. So this is the old report. I don't want to spend a lot of time with the old stuff. I've seen a few of those. What's the new one look like?
So the new report is going to be what we call our daily irrigation digest. So what this is going to be, it's going to be a report of all of the alerts from all the sites you manage over the last 24 hours. So no matter if you're managing one site or 100 sites, it's all going to be combined into one report. As I said, kind of to lower the noise in everyone's emails and give it really one point to go look at and pull all the information that you may need. If you're scheduling your text for the day, what are items that they need to go check out today, or need to be on the list when they can get to it? This one email will summarize all of that for you.
So getting into some of these specifics, so it's really the previous 24 hours or so. I see it in the morning when I get up, but it's, and that's close to 5 a.m. usually. So it's my previous 24 hours is what I'm looking at?
Correct, yes.
And am I going to get the report every single day?
No, if you don't have any issues on your site, so no alerts were triggered, then you would not receive those emails. Again, trying to cut down on the noise, if you will. But if there's nothing wrong, we don't necessarily see the need to send the email out to you.
Yeah, that's great, right? No news is good news in this case, definitely. So, okay, that's great. And so then, I get this irrigation digest report. If I'm managing 30 properties, all 30 controllers with property addresses will be on this report?
Correct. Yeah. So on the top, you can see here, this is just kind of the beginning of it. But if we dive down further, we're going to give you a list of all the issues that we do have. So as you can see, you know, communication issues, we have, you know, 16 controllers on 5 different sites that have missed communications. You know, as you continue to scroll down, it's going to give you the site, the individual alert information. So, you know, what 16 controllers missed their communication last night. So you can go take a look at those specifically.
Wow. So like what's an example of a high flow alert? What's happening there?
So a high flow alert would be, if you have a flow sensor, you learn a flow, and then you set your threshold. So for easy math, we'll use, you know, 10 gallons a minute. That's what the learned flow is. And usually it's, you know, 20%, you know, threshold that we want to be alerted. So if you have a high flow, that's going to be anything over 12.1 gallons per minute. That's going to trigger that alert, and we'll send it over to you. It'll have the site name, the controller name, as well as the station number, to let you know exactly where you need to go look.
Yeah, that's really interesting. Why is that? And it's interesting and cool, but more importantly, why is this important to contractors?
So, you know, especially on the high flow, as you mentioned before, you know, vandalism with broken heads, lateral line repairs or breaks, you know, something that needs to be repaired out there. Again, it's just, it's water not going to where we want it to. So in that fact, it's wasted. And with the cost of water lately, you know, we want to save every penny that we can.
Yeah. So do contractors go to every property every day?
Most of them definitely do not have time to reach every site every day. I know when I was a contractor, our irrigation techs, they had a goal to get to every property once a week. Yeah. Unless there were, you know, obvious, you know, issues, you know, we had a mainline break or, you know, something reported. Our goal was to get to every site once a week, just to do an overall site inspection, you know, inspect the system.
Yeah. Okay. So now I can see how this might be really valuable, right? In scheduling my text time, right? Because they're overworked, you know, hard to find labor, and so I'm probably going to be short some people. And this is certainly going to help tell me where they need to go first. I can prioritize.
Yeah, not only that, I mean, if you don't have to drive across town to look at an issue, you know, you're saving that time there. So you're actually able to get them to where the problems actually are.
Yeah. Okay. And then I see like 2 dead shorts here. This valve wouldn't be working at all if it was a dead short, right?
Correct. Yeah. So when we are measuring anything on the electrical system, we're measuring in milliamps. So a dead short is going to be anything over 1200 milliamps is what the controller is receiving back. So we're actually going to go ahead and shut that off to prevent any further damage to solenoids, wiring, even the controller if it's high enough. So it is definitely something that you'll want to look at. Even a short circuit is where, you know, we're above the set threshold. Our default is anywhere between 600 and 1200 milliamps. We're going to consider a short. But again, it's definitely something to take a look at. More than likely, it's not actually going to be irrigating. So, you know, it's something, instead of waiting for the turf to flash, you can try to catch it a little early.
Yeah. Interesting, right? Because Murphy's Law is going to kick in this Friday before the 3-day weekend, right? So anything I can catch earlier and have an undisturbed weekend is going to be great. This is going to help me spot some electrical issues.
Definitely.
Yeah. So the one thing too, that there's not an example of here, but there's a bullet for scheduling issues. What would be a scheduling issue? What would be an example of that?
So a scheduling issue would be if your rain sensor tripped, if somebody suspended the controller at the keypad, if the percentage was changed at the keypad, basically anything that's going to affect your system in either the amount of watering it's going to do or not watering, you know, because it was suspended, you know, those are the types of alerts that would fall under the scheduling.
Yeah, right. I call this baseball coaches syndrome, always messing with the water on the field, thinking they'll get a better looking infield.
Correct.
Yeah. And somehow it's going to make their shortstop a better shortstop. But so we need to know that as water managers when that's happening.
Correct. Yeah. I mean, in your example, if, you know, you have the baseball coach going to the controller and turning up the percentage, you know, it doesn't do it just to the one zone he's trying to, it does it to the controller as a whole. So all of a sudden your 20-30% savings that you've been working for all year are gone in a couple of weeks just by him making those adjustments. And the way we look at it is if we can't alert you of that, then you can't take any action, and, you know, their potential water savings are out the window.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's the key right there. The potential water savings. This is big reason why we're doing this, is for the water savings, a lot of labor savings here too, not to mention dollars saved on the water bill, but ultimately getting a better looking landscape too. So this is definitely a great summary. Do you have some specifics of the individual problems?
Yeah. So the next couple slides here. So this would be the misconnection. So it gives you the site name as well as the controller, so you can actually see exactly where you need to go. We're also going to give you the consecutive number of days that it is missed. A lot of times you'll see it pop up one day and then it's gone the next because it's, you know, corrected itself. There's no, you know, network issues or tower issues anymore. You know, it's correcting itself, where these two, they've missed 6 days in a row. So that would tell us that, you know, something's going on there, whether those two controllers have lost power, a kid broke off the antenna. You know, there's multiple different things that could cause it to not communicate, but, you know, this is really alerting you that man, we really need to get out there and get this looked at, because when the controller misses a communication, it's not able to download the new irrigation schedules every day.
Yeah. So this is one of my favorites, right? Because, you know, there are times, and I ask people this a lot, you know, when you dial your cell phone, if you dial it 100 times, how many times does the call go through the first time? And it's funny, everybody says, oh, 100 when they first respond. And I say, really, you never get a fast, busy or something weird? And they go, oh, yeah, I guess it does happen, right? So we do have issues where we don't make the connection. And it's only because the cell signal is bad or something happened at a tower or there was a problem. So if you get a one-day misconnection, it may be no big deal. It could be just a drop call or a missed call, right?
Correct. Yeah. I mean, I had one property where, you know, they were complaining that, you know, hey, it wouldn't ever call out at 5 o'clock. Well, I went to the site and realized that it's right next to I-25, which is a parking lot at 5 o'clock, and everyone was on their cell phone. So the tower was jammed. You know, we were able to move it to a 6 o'clock call, and it started calling every time because traffic's moving by then.
Right. So this is what I call, you know, not a problem we caused, but one we often have to solve. So, and that's why this consecutive days missed is so important to me, because if it's one day and then it's back on the next day, I'm probably thinking it's a communication error in the cell coverage, a problem there. When I start to see 6 days missed, then I think, well, it could be something else.
Definitely. And as a contractor, you know, it one day missed, I wouldn't necessarily be pulling the fire alarm and sending a tech over that day to go take a look at it. You know, everyone has, you know, more pressing issues to look at than a controller that missed a call last night. But when you start getting into that 3, 4, 10 day missed connection, you know, that's when it's becomes more of a priority to get there and try to take a look at it.
Yeah. So DJ, when you miss a connection, does the controller still water some schedule?
Yeah. So it'll continue to water the last downloaded schedule. So this one here, you know, 6 days ago, it'll still be watering that schedule from 6 days ago. You know, if that was in Colorado, we'd be putting down very little water because 6 days ago we were in, you know, basically monsoons. So, you know, it really is important to really, you know, kind of see the differences in weather, especially if you're starting to get a couple days out with missed connections.
Right. So, okay. So there's emergency there, but, you certainly aren't taking advantage of the best features of, Jane Unity software.
Correct. And on the flip side, you're also not just letting your irrigate or your landscape go without water for 6 days either.
Right. That's right. That's the biggest concern. So, okay, great. So what other individual reports do we get?
Yeah. So here's a couple different short circuits. So, you know, this does controller 12, zones 5 and 6, both had short circuits. Again, that's where we, measured over 600 milliamps. So that zone is more than likely not operational right now. So this is going to be something, that, as an irrigation manager, I would have scheduled on my text to try to get to look at that day. More preemptively than trying to wait till the end, the end of the week, but, really trying to stay ahead of it. So, we don't cause those fires ourselves.
Yeah. So, this for staying ahead of potential issues, this is huge, because it tells me when I do have a complete problem, of course, but potential problems in the future.
Correct. Yeah. And, a lot of these, you're going to see, and, you can troubleshoot it pretty easily from our controller to find out exactly what's going on, while you're in the field. But, without looking at it, this isn't something that most people are going to go and test their solenoids every time that they're on the site.
Right. Okay. So we saw a communication issue. We're seeing a hardware issue. What's the third thing we can see? Okay. Flow.
Yep. So the next one's going to be flow. So you can see a combination of high flows, low flows, even a multi-valve flow alert. So what this is telling us is, off of our learned flow from our flow sensor, are we running too much water with our thresholds? Are we not getting enough water out? Is there a pinched line? What's potentially going on that's not allowing the water to go, where it needs to, and it's lower. And then, as I mentioned, high flows, those are the big water wasters that everyone wants to stay away from.
Yeah. So, yeah. And it shows me exactly what station, the time that this happened. Is that correct?
Correct. Yes. So that's going to be when the alert was triggered.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. And so I see, right, 5.29 gallons per minute, normal rates 3.2. You've got a problem.
Yep. And so that's something, we would, send a tech out, go take a look. That difference, that's probably a broken head, maybe a broken nozzle on a pop-up zone, something fairly easily fixed. If I saw it, normally 3.2, but it's, 22.2, that's going to tell me more of a larger break that we need to look at.
Right. So we've got a question coming in, DJ, from the audience, and they're asking, how often does it try to communicate with the controller? Can you set a time for checking the network and sending the email? And really, what's this whole communication thing do? If I'm having a problem right now, do I get a message right now?
So with the communication, the time that the call is scheduled is based off of the start of your water window. We schedule the call roughly about 2 hours before your water window starts. Couple reasons for that. First is we want to have the most up-to-date weather data and irrigation schedule that we can put out to the controller. And that includes, weather up until, almost within the hour of that call taking place. The other reason we give ourselves a little bit of a buffer is, as we mentioned, the potential network issues or tower issues. If we don't make the call on the first attempt, we want to give ourselves time to try to still get that call through, even though it may not happen at 5:02 p.m. It may go through at 5:19, but we're giving ourselves a little bit of a buffer there for instances like that.
Yeah. Okay. Very good. And then if I am having a big issue, a high flow, it might be a mainline break, I hear about that right away, or do I have to wait to hear that?
Correct. So we have all of our alerts in non-critical and critical alerts. As you can see, the five that are under the critical alerts, if that happens, the controller does force communication and sends out the message right away.
Yeah. Okay. That's great to hear, right? Because that's something I wouldn't want to wait on. That's awesome. So, hey, could you help us out here? And just take us through these different alerts, like what is water program adjusted at the controller?
Yeah, so that one, that goes back to, we were talking about the baseball coach, that's where they're changing the percentage of watering at the controller. Usually that's someone trying to increase water, not decrease it. But that's, a schedule change to your program that you haven't authorized as the water manager.
Right. Okay. And I think we did the open circuit, short circuit, right? These are two things that maybe are showing that there's a potential problem, but your valve's still probably working. Low flow, mainline leak, misconnection. We covered those pretty well. What's a multi-valve low flow though?
So where that is that's going to be if you are running any system in multi-valve. So with our controllers, you can run up to four things at once. So four irrigation valves. Mm-hmm. So if you have a flow sensor and you have learned flow on each zone, we'll add that up. And so we'll know what the total flow should be. And then if it either exceeds that, you'll get a high flow alert, or if it's below that within your, you know, outside of your threshold, you'll get a low flow alert. And at that point, we'll list all the zones that we're running at that time, because we're unable to pinpoint exactly which zone the issue was on, because there is, you know, potentially up to four running at once.
Yeah. Okay. And then what about rain block and rain resume?
So rain block is going to be when we get a rainstorm, rain event to come through and it trips your rain sensor. That is going to, you know, basically block irrigation until, you know, that cork in that rain sensor dries out. And once it dries out and it, you know, allows irrigation again, you would receive the rain resume.
So DJ, I think Jane Unity looks 7 days into the future for weather data, including rain, and figures, puts this into the irrigation scheduling. So why do I need the rain block or rain resume?
Well, you know, especially out here in Colorado, anybody that lives out here or has lived out here knows that, you know, weather is very unpredictable. I always call it the spring rogue rainstorms that no one predicted that can come through a certain area of town and drop a half an inch of water. You know, so if we get those events that are not predicted, that's where a rain sensor is there to, you know, really kind of help catch up on those, you know, unscheduled, unforeseen events that can happen.
Yeah. So it's interesting too, because I always say, for the most part, it's hard to get people to be passionate about water management, but, just turn those sprinklers on when it's raining. And, we find a lot of passionate people, and, it's true. Your landscape may need a half inch of water today, and it may only rain a quarter inch. So you'll still need a quarter inch of water, but that quarter inch is coming when it's raining. Boy, it upsets people.
It'll definitely trigger some phone calls, that's for sure.
Yeah. So, and then system suspended at the controller keypad. I can see why that's important too. Somebody just turns it off, you'll find out about that. So, yeah, okay. Very good. Now, tell me, do I have to do anything now to get my daily irrigation digest report?
No, you don't. So now everybody that has a Jane Unity account with us is receiving the daily digest, assuming there are any issues on your site, of course. So we are looking at this more as an opt-out service, where if you wanted to go back to receiving all of the individual emails, as we have done in the past, you can always log into your account and make those changes for your controllers. So that way you still receive those, you know, instead of we're on top of the digest.
Yeah. Okay. I like that. I've got my daily digest, but if I want to go back to the old way, I can.
Definitely.
But, yeah. Okay. And then, I've got this other situation, right, that we talked about. Maybe, I've got 100 properties, that I'm managing as a contractor, three different, water managers, 30 properties apiece. Could I break out the properties so that each one sees just their properties?
Yeah. So each individual user can go in and they can select which properties they get all the alerts for. So that way, you know, if you have three water managers, they have access to all of them in case someone goes on vacation or something. But, you know, they on a day-to-day basis, they only want to see their 35 properties that they're managing. So that, you know, if once they select which sites to use on their alert, those would be the only ones they would see the alerts come through.
Okay. All right. That's great. That makes it so much easier, right? I love that. And then just to confirm, there are some alerts that I will always see no matter what.
Correct. Yeah, these are the ones that in the previous slides we had marked as urgent, critical alerts. So these five alerts, we will always send these emails out. If you have access to the controllers, you are going to receive these five alerts. Even if you've opted out of everything else, these ones will still come. And the reason behind that is you know, we look at all these and we say, man, these are critical for, you know, true water managers and, you know, water savings to get these issues taken care of. The rest of them, they're still important, don't get me wrong, but these are the ones that really could cause issues within your landscape.
Yeah. Yeah. Things I'd want to know about right away, but gosh, this is, thank you so much, right? Because now I get one report, I see all my issues in one report, and I can store that report, only one email, easy to find, based on a date. You've made it very easy here, DJ.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I've already started enjoying, you know, not seeing all the emails come through to my inbox, you know, for all the controllers that I have under my account. So it's definitely a benefit.
Yeah. So, well, anything else you want to say to people that are watching, ways they might be able to use this for themselves?
You know, the main thing I would say is, you know, really just kind of look through the report list, you know, go to your dashboard, you know, follow up on the alerts, you know, really use it as a tool. You know, don't just throw it in the junk. It, you know, it can be very, very beneficial for everyone out there as water managers. And, you know, definitely if you have any questions on this, please feel free to contact me. You can always contact our customer care and they can walk you through a lot of these as well. You know, we're all here to help make this easier for everyone out there.
Yeah, that's super generous of you, DJ. And I know you mean it when you say, call me, I want to help, because you do a really good job with helping our customers. And we really appreciate that. So thank you for coming on today and taking us through this important daily report.
Thank you, Richard.
So, and I want to thank everybody out there who's watching. We're talking about how many of these we've actually done over the last 3+ years. And I think we're working on about 350 now. So if you want to see any of the 350, you can go to the janesusa.com/trainings page. You can find them there or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. You know, I love it that people are out working and listening and educating themselves at the same time. That's really a fun thing to think about. So again, thank you, DJ. Thanks, everybody. Next week's a short week, so we're going to be off next week from our webinars. So we'll see everybody back here in 2 weeks. Thanks again, DJ. Talk to you soon.
Thank you.